Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Lori from the Happiness Hangout. Welcome back to the show. I'm very excited to be live again with you. You will notice a little bit of a new format change in that I am focusing on happiness and relationships. So we have done a little dabbling in that area before, but now we will be focusing in that, whether it's romantic relationships, work relationships, friend relationships, whatever it might be, that's our focus. So very excited to be doing that. And I would like to introduce our guest tonight, Lori Ann Davis. And Lori Ann Davis is a certified relationship specialist, speaker, and author. She has a unique and passionate approach to love and relationships and believes that everyone deserves and can have the relationship of their dreams. Her mission is to provide you with the skills you need to have the unstoppable relationship you deserve. She has over 28 years experience empowering individuals and couples to live richer, happier lives. She has an in-person private practice in Charlotte, North Carolina, and also provides relationship coaching by phone to people throughout the United States. Her practice spans the spectrum from dating and singles to working through divorce to renewing long-term marriages. She is the author of Unmasking Secrets to Unstoppable Relationships, How to Find, Keep, and Renew Love and Passion in Your Life. Born and raised in New Orleans, she has a master's degree in clinical psychology from the University of West Florida in Pensacola. For more than 20 years, she was a mental health counselor practicing individual marriage and family therapy in Florida. Now living in Charlotte, Lori Ann is the mother of three daughters and is proud to homeschool her two youngest. Information about all of Lori's coaching services, other products, and blogs can be found, and we'll go over this again at the end of the show, but you'll hear it twice, can be found at www.loriannedavis.com. Lori Ann, welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Well, very glad to have you on the show. And this is a topic I'm very passionate about. You know, I started off working in the happiness field, happiness and well-being, and worked a while with several people to really put myself in a position to be really focusing on relationships. So we both have our passions coming to light right here in the show. So this should be a very interesting conversation. And again, I want to say to our listeners, you know, we've got relationships at work. We've got relationships with friends and family and romantic relationships. And although we're talking a little bit about romantic relationships tonight, you know, still a lot of the principles can be applied to our life in any way. And I want to just make that clear. And no matter where you are in the spectrum of romantic relationships, you can hopefully take something away from our show. So, Lori Ann, I just want to get into it and talk with you. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into being a relationship specialist and coach. How did that happen for you?
Well, you know, my background is in family therapy and working with individuals, couples, and families. But when I moved to Charlotte and was starting my own private practice here, I was kind of, I mean, it was a time for me to kind of regroup and decide where my happiness factor was and what did I really want to do. And so I knew that I wanted to still work with couples, but I decided that I wanted to do coaching. Coaching's more forward moving. It's more, you know, let's look at where we are, where we want to be, and what do we need to do to get there. And so that's what I like about, really what I like about coaching. It's more action oriented. So that fit my personality more. It fit me wanting to help clients get to where they wanted to be as fast as they could. So the couples came from long-term experience. I also focus on working with singles, helping them to find love now. And that came about really through my own personal crisis and then finding happiness in my life again. So it's one of those experiences where I took something in my life that wasn't such a great thing and turned it into something beneficial for me and for other people. I had been married for 28 years, thought I was always going to be married. And, you know, sometimes things in life happen. And so after 28 years, I had two young children still and became single, which is something that I never thought was going to happen. So, you know, what do you do when you're a counselor and you run into something new in your life that you're struggling with, that you have to deal with? You do lots of research and you really, you start studying. I had absolutely no idea how to be single. All I knew is that I had been very happily married for 25 years and I wanted that again in my life. So I started learning how to date, how to be successful at dating, and put it into practice and was very successful at finding my next partner and utilize that now to help singles to, you know, move from where they are to where they want to be. So it was a little bit of a shift in a career for me that sort of came about unexpectedly.
So, you know, it's interesting you say that because I'm of the opposite, really polar opposite of you, where I spent many years in the single realm and dating and sometimes not dating for many, many years. And I am on the other end of the spectrum and just getting married later in life for actually the first time. So it's interesting. We have two polar opposite experiences, which is a good thing when, you know, we're doing a show like this, because we can really talk about, you know, our perspectives and what we've learned, which is great. So I am also journaling and I'm writing about my experience and my journey right now in a book that's going to come out this summer. So, you know, sometimes we feel like, I think we all feel like when we go through something so impactful, sometimes we just have to get it out there to the world in hopes of helping somebody one way or the other, whether it's through radio, articles, books, courses. You know, we're so passionate about it because we want to make sure what we've been through is so, it's heart wrenching and it's a good, bad and the ugly, you know, and I think we want to help people. And I see you in that realm too. So
how I wrote my book, you know, because I started looking at what were the secrets to keeping that relationship alive for 25 amazing years, because I want to do that again. So I need to really be conscious about it. So through my kind of starting to write that, I went, you know, I should share this with other people. So So keep writing that book because, you know, you never know who you might help.
Yeah, and putting it out there is coming from personal experience and learning the skills of writing. That combination is very powerful in people being able to understand what you're trying to say. And when it comes from the heart, you know, for me, I personally think that comes through to people. And it is great to hear that you've been so successful. And like you said, you know, you never know what's going to happen in life. All you can do is try to keep connecting. And I don't want to go too far in this without starting to kind of start from the beginning. So let's say you're in the dating world. And again, listeners, you know, most of my listeners are listening after the show on podcast. So we will rerun this for people so everybody knows out there. But for those who are listening to us live, let's start back at dating. Okay. No matter where you are on the spectrum, we're going to get through the whole spectrum today. But say you're starting to date again or you're still dating. How do you prepare yourself to date either again or maybe if you've been dating for years and it's not working, how do you re-prepare yourself to get out there and do it better?
Well, one of the things to start with is to really take a look at yourself. It has to start with you. You know, you can only attract what you're putting out. So taking a look at what are your thoughts? How are you feeling about dating? How are you feeling about relationships? Do you have any emotional baggage that you're dealing with that maybe you need to get some resolution on first? So really taking a look at yourself and seeing if there's anything that you need to deal with before you head out trying to add somebody else to that life. You know, we have to start with ourselves.
Oh my goodness. I mean, that is the biggest, and you know, you say it and it's just a couple sentences, but it is one of the, for me, that's what a lot of my story is about. You can, you know, people will relate to this. You go out there over and over and over and over, and you still keep bringing in the wrong person. Well, what does that say? Obviously, there's something going inside the person for that to happen. So over and over and over and over again, you can keep attracting the wrong people. And it's funny how that really happens. And it's really true. If inside you know, a lot of people go out and date, they're very insecure. So you've got to find a way to heal that. And that's a whole other show, but I don't know. How do you feel about healing the inside? What kind of advice or information would you like to talk about with healing yourself?
Well, it depends on what you have going on. So a lot of my clients have been through maybe long-term marriages, but they weren't good ones. So the only experience that they really had in relationships have not been positive. So they need to kind of work on that, their self-esteem. They need to work on maybe even the belief that a good relationship can exist. They might need some relationship skills. Some of my clients are sort of in the boat that you are in that they may be, they're not in their 20s anymore, but they've never been married. So some of them have never even had a long-term relationship before. So again, they have those inner doubts of, can I do this? You know, is anybody going to want me? So whatever it is for you that you're coming in with, to really take a look at that and get some help if you need to, so that you are in a space where you feel strong and you feel confident about who you are and that you're happy with your life. Because really, when we're dating, we want to be sure that we're adding somebody to a life that we really like. It doesn't have to be perfect by any means, but you need to be fairly solid with the life that you have so that you're bringing somebody into that. So whatever you need to do to take a look at, for internally, for emotionally maybe to heal, or whatever it is about your life that you need to address and make some adjustments in, so that you're saying, you know what, I'm happy. I like my life. I like me. Now it's time to add somebody that's going to make that happiness even more. Right? That's the space you want to be coming from.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, as I'm sure with your coaching and how many people you've talked to, that's not always an easy task, because some of those issues go back to early years in life. And some people aren't even aware. They know they're not getting anybody, but they're unaware of what's going on to make that happen. Like, you know, I have shut down Lorianne for years. I've closed myself out. I've been in relationships, you know, if it's a hurtful end, then I shut down for a year or two. One time I shut down for 4 years, longest I ever shut down, which puts me in a situation to be marrying much older in life. But, you know, it's part of the healing process, and you can only take the journey at the pace within which you're ready to take that journey. And it's different for everybody. I think my story is a little different than most, but, you know, you have to go through that journey the way you're going to go through it. And it's not always an easy task. So reading books and talking to a coach to help kind of bring about, the coach asks the right questions, and then you have to decide whether you're going to ponder and deal with those questions to have the right answers. And there's so many people who are single who have so many issues. And I really want to kind of give credence to that, because it's so worth it. And this is what my book's a lot about. It's so worth it to find your way through that, because you can, you know, that old saying, you can't love somebody till you love yourself, and these cliche sayings, but I find that at least really like yourself to be so true. If you don't, even if you can keep the guy, problems arise.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're blaming other people. So that happens a lot of times, right? It's because there's no good guys out there. There's no good women. There's no whatever it is. You know, if you're putting it out there, well, then there's no solution. So that's the good news, is that it is within you, and you do have the capability to work on that and change it and get different results. You know, the bad news is you have to do the work. But the good news is it means that things can be different. So if you don't like what you're seeing in your experience, you do have to look inward. You do really need to look at, how am I showing up every day? Are you showing up as the best person you can be so that you're attracting the person that you want? Nobody shows up in a way and says purposely, well, I shouldn't say nobody. Most people don't walk out there, right, and say, I'm going to show up in a way to attract all of the wrong people. I mean, that's just not what we do. So it's not at a conscious level. But if it's happening and it's a pattern, and, you know, you might say that your story's a little different, but actually, I would say about half of the singles I work with fall into the category you're talking about. The other half have had, you know, have been married for 20, 25 years, and generally those have been unhappy years for most of the people. You know, the people that, you know, like me, I think maybe that were happily married, circumstances happened. We managed to kind of move on. Maybe it's still not easy, trust me. But we do manage to move on, and we can kind of recreate that because we have that experience. But the other people don't, and they're frustrated, and they lose hope, and then they start having all these negative beliefs, which just keeps feeding the negative experiences that they're having. And that, to me, that's just sad, you know? And my heart goes out to those people, which is why I do what I do, because it doesn't have to be that way. They can make those changes. They can get past that. My clients do it all the time, and then they can be happy, and it's never too late. It's never too late to have a wonderful relationship.
Well, right. And what's that? Sorry, go on.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you know, something that's come to my mind, I mean, things can happen in any age range. And I'm going to go to the upper end right now. What experiences have you had with people who are older and lost spouses to, say, death? Do you really believe that some people say, that was it? That was it for me. And I'm okay. Especially women seem to fare out better than men, from what I see, when the other spouse passes away and they're older. Have you worked with older people who are widowed? Women, you know, men tend to not deal with that. My mother died at 58 years old, and it took my dad a long time to find somebody else. He's pretty quiet. Women seem to fare out better in that, but starting from the other end of the generations, how do you really think sometimes people are done? They've been married for 40 years, 50 years, and someone passes. Do you think some people are really ready to just be alone and just finish things out
I think that for some people, they're okay with that. They've got friends, they have, you know, their church maybe, they have their children and their grandchildren, and they're okay with that. And so it really is an independent decision, no matter what age you are. I think that you have to decide that. If you are happy by yourself and you're making a conscious decision that says, I'm happy, I'm not looking to add anybody to my life, if I ever change my mind, I can, but I'm happy, well, then obviously that person has the right to do that. You know, I would never try to talk somebody into doing something they didn't want to do. In reality, the majority of people, though, you know, as biological creatures, we would prefer to have a partner. We would prefer to have someone to share life with. And so the majority of the people, I would say, are looking for a partner and would really like that. The ones that say, no, I'm not, a lot of times they're saying that because they've been hurt or because they've lost hope. But there are some people who really say, I'm happy. And if they're happy that way and they truly are, well, then that's wonderful, right? All that matters is that they're content and it works for them.
Right. Well, you know, that's true. And that makes a lot of sense. I just kind of wondered about that. And I've never been in that position, but I often had wondered. You know,
my stepmother, my father passed away 12 years ago now, and she has a very full, very happy life and, you know, no desire to add anybody else to that. She has lots of children, grandchildren. She's still, you know, she's an artist and she still works and teaches classes. She has a very full life that is, I don't believe that there's anything missing in that life, except my father, she would love to have back. You know, we all would. But I think she's perfectly happy. So, yes, I think for some people, they are very happy with the life they're leading, and they're not looking for somebody else. But I do have a lot of clients that are in their, you know, 60s, and they have found love again and are very happy. So I think it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And so, you know, you talk about here about what successful singles figure out to do differently. And I know there were seven things they do. Can you kind of walk through and talk to us? Because I think a lot of people, whatever situation, whether you're divorced, separated, whether you can't find the right person, whether you have in your divorce, you're starting over, either way, you're single again. So what are the seven things you can do, as you mentioned, to get moving?
Yeah, the things that I sort of, when I was looking at this and picking out things that I thought successful singles do different than other people, the first one is that they have those positive beliefs. So they put the past up behind them. They've dealt with those unresolved issues. They're living in the present, and they truly believe that love and happiness is possible, and they are enjoying the journey of finding that person. So those positive beliefs are very important. And then if you're thinking positively, then you also, then you're happy, right? You're feeling positive. You're not looking for a relationship to fix anything. You're not dwelling on the negative things in relationships. You're really tuned in to that positive feeling of how it's going to feel when you add somebody to your life. And you're excited about that. And then that excitement, so I think these things kind of lead together, right? Some of them at least do. So then all of that leads to confidence. You've got this self-confidence about you. Self-confidence is sexy. It really is. You know, it draws people to you. And people want to get to know you. They want a relationship with you. And you're going to make good choices when you're self-confident. You're not going to pick those people that aren't right for you and that are bad choices, because you really feel good about yourself. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I think confidence is everything. And, you know, either you have it or you don't. And if you don't have it, you can't just turn around one day and say, I'm going to have it. You have to do the work to get there. And a lot of people have a lot of issues, you know, from their past where they're not there yet. And I know personally, there really wasn't a lot of reason for me not to have it, but I was one who didn't have it. And my fiance says, he says, I can't believe you're the person you claim you were in the past. And I kept saying, God, wait till you read the book, you know, but it was that way. I am a completely different person, but you know, I had a process to walk through. I had epiphanies, things happen that just jolted me to get to the next level. So I would implore people who really have struggles in that area. You're going to struggle with relationships, I think, if you don't feel it. And, you know, like I say, lip service only takes you so far. You really have to feel different. And sometimes, you know, is that a process as a coach you walk through with people, how to get them to those next levels?
Oh, definitely. It's the beginning. It has to be the start. If that's not where you are, and so we would do evaluations, we would do exercises. There's no reason for me to try to teach somebody how to date if they're not coming from that space, because they're not going to attract the relationship that they truly want. They're not going to attract that healthy, loving, wonderful relationship that they desire if they're not showing up that way. So it has to be the beginning, unless you're already there. If you're already there, you know, then we can move forward. But you have to start there, for sure. And then you have to know what
it is
that you're looking
for. But that place can take a while, doesn't it?
You know, it's one of the things I think that I love about coaching is that, no, people can make huge progress in really short periods of time with somebody who really knows how to walk you through it. I've watched clients walk in my door day one coming out of a horrendous divorce, low self-esteem, you know, just really kind of at the bottom, but ready to do the work. And within 3 months sometimes have found the love of their life. It's not a guarantee it always happens that fast, but I've seen it happen. Not just once, you know, numerous times, because they really are ready to do the work and they get it. And once you sort of flip that switch, there, you know, doesn't mean that they are a little shaky and need support, and we continue to do that. But they can really walk in my door if I'm seeing them in person, and if it's on the phone, it's, you know, the difference in their voice, or on Skype, the spark in their eye. But literally, you can go from one session to another and see a tangible difference in them. And I love it. It's amazing to watch that process.
Yeah, when they're ready, even with self-esteem, if you're really ready, then you will make those changes even, I would imagine, quickly. When you're ready, everything happens. So that, that makes a lot of sense. So we're going through the seven things. So are do we still have some more to go?
We still have a few more. So really quickly, it's, you know, knowing what it is that you're looking for, being really clear about what are those core values, those, you know, we can talk about a little bit later about requirements. Those are so important. So it's not the grocery list that you have of, you know, 6 foot tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. It's really knowing and being very clear about what the core requirements are that you're looking for. And then after that, just kind of understanding how to date. You know, there's this process of how, kind of, you know, how to go through dating, who to keep seeing, who to not see, how to manage all of the details of that. So when we know that, it makes things go better. Another one that I think is so, makes so much sense, but I don't know that people think about it, is you also have to know what a great relationship looks like. Like, what is a great relationship if you're going to create one, right? So some people don't. So, you know, we work on that. And then the last one is you have to take action. You can't sit in your house and hope that the doorbell rings one day and, you know, whoever it is that you're looking for is showing up on your doorstep. So you do actually have to get out. Get out of your house, get out of your comfort zone, and do some things to meet that person.
Right. You know, I found when I tried too hard, it just never worked. And that's another cliche that's kind of really true. When you try too hard, it just doesn't work. And I found my fiance, I was walking through a family sports bar, and a close friend of mine, I didn't know was his best friend, and they were just sitting there. It was so easy. And I've gone to meetup groups, and I've been, you know, I did online dating a little bit. I went to speed dating through the years. I've done different things previously. And yes, I've dated people from that. But it's so interesting that I had my hair in a ponytail. I look kind of a mess. And that was it. I mean, we started dating the next day. Like,
yeah,
it's like when you're ready for it and you're really in that right headspace, almost nothing else matters. You're just attracting the right. And I'm a big law of attraction person. I believe in that. And it's like, oh, okay. I remember I had my Key West orange sweatshirt, hair in a ponytail, and makeup was faded. And it's like, oh, and this is the guy. It didn't even matter all the things I did previously to look great, to go to this thing, to go to that thing. Not that you shouldn't do that. Not that people don't meet that way. But when you are really ready mentally, don't you think, like, whatever happens, happens.
Online. My second husband, I met him online. So, but again, it was, you know, I was ready. Signed up onto, you know, the online dating site 2 weeks later, maybe less than 2 weeks later. You know, he found me, reached out to me, and I still met a few other people, you know, in the very beginning, but he was the one, and it was, you know, sign up, put a profile up, and 2 weeks later, there he is. So you're right, it can happen any way, and we just sort of have to put ourselves out there, meet enough quality people in whatever way you need to meet them, and be prepared always, right? Because you never know how it's going to happen.
Right. You're so right. So talk to us. You have a term here called radical dating. What is that?
Yes. Radical dating. So this was actually something that I have been really blessed. You're going to hear more about radical dating. So keep your eyes open for that. I just finished filming a TV series that is being produced right now called Radical Dating. And I was one of five coaches that was chosen to do this. And it was a wonderful experience. It's going to be a great, helpful show for so many people. So radical dating is taking kind of all these concepts we've been talking about and amplifying it even more. So it's really breaking out of your comfort zone, you know, doing things that are bigger and better than you ever thought you could, breaking through whatever barriers that you have to really not to saying, you know what, I'm dating not to find an okay relationship, not to just find somebody, but I'm dating to find and to create an amazing relationship. And I'm going to do whatever I need to do in order to create that. So it's radical. It's different. You know, it's looking at mindset, at dating strategies, at life choices, you know, understanding relationships, all those things that go into not only successfully dating, but successfully creating just an absolutely amazing relationship.
Well, I think that would be exciting for people who perhaps, you know, have thought they've tried everything. That's going to be exciting for them. And really, you know, you have to be picky to the point where the way I looked at it is there are certain things that are must-haves. There are certain things that you cannot waver on. And you have to be mature enough to know what that is. And usually they revolve around things that aren't looks. Even though I have a super good-looking fiancé, I must say, you know, he's really, really adorable. Looks-wise, it was so much different than that, that I look for as an older person. And some younger people are very mature in that department, too. So when you talk about requirements, and I do want to get to people who want to, we'll talk about dating, but I also want to talk about people who are in relationships and want to kind of get the spark back. I want to talk about that too, because we have all kinds of listeners here. So let's stay on the dating for a little, few more minutes. The requirements about what's important.
Well, you just hit on those. So that was wonderful. You gave a great example. You know, requirements really are those must-haves in a relationship. And people, sometimes people maybe, a lot of times they'll go, oh yeah, no, I know what that is. But then once we start to work on it, they end up not looking like they think they are sometimes. But it is those core things that you absolutely have to have in a relationship in order to be happy. And that, before you start dating, I would love to see everybody be really clear about those, because that's the people, that's how when you go out dating, you're going to look to see, do I want to date this person again? You know, do they meet those requirements? Sometimes we can have this physical attraction to somebody right away, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes it takes a little bit. So really what you're looking for are those requirements. The person doesn't have them. They seem great in so many ways, but one of those is missing. You need to walk away. And that's what kind of goes along with being the chooser. So you're not going to choose somebody who doesn't meet all of those requirements. Because what happens in the end is that one thing that you think you can overlook, what happens?
It becomes the big elephant in the room, because it drives you crazy when you don't
exactly.
Have it.
Yes. It drives you crazy and it becomes a huge issue. So you're going to go out dating being really clear about those requirements, and then you're going to be the chooser. You're going to say, I'm not choosing somebody who doesn't meet those requirements, which means that if I meet somebody and it's a lousy date, I don't have to get all bummed about it. All I can say is, you know what? That person's not right for me. They might be right for somebody. You know, maybe I can have a hard time envisioning that, but maybe there's somebody that they're right for. They're not right for me, so I'm not going to choose them, and I'm going to move on and find somebody that I do choose. Kind of helps keep you in that positive frame of mind, and it helps you make better choices. Then maybe date some people that you wouldn't date because, you know, they're a little different than what you thought, but you're looking for those requirements.
And, you know, Lorianne, that takes a certain level of maturity, and it doesn't matter your age. Sometimes people, you know, I lived in La La Land a long time. And I think you have to come to grips with what it is that you really, really need. And that is a certain level of maturity. And I think people have to ask themselves that question. You know, maybe it's a good idea to talk to people in long-term relationships to even say, what is it that you find kept you together this long? What is it? It's not a bad idea, because there's always people usually have one or two role models of relationships in their lives to even say, you know, maybe there's things that I need to become a little more aware of. Because I always say this, and I have to laugh. My closest friend always says, people should have to pass an exam before 30. Because she said, you don't know what in the hell you're doing. And I mean, and that's not true. Some 20-year-olds or 20-some-year-olds are very mature. But her belief, and I can understand it, is that you better live your life and do the stuff you want to do, because you don't know what you want until you get into your 30s. And I have to laugh at that, because so many people do have that issue. But I think the bottom line is you've got to be self-aware. And if you're not, you have that maturity to know, I'm not ready, or I'm dating, you know, the bad boy or the good looking guy or the muscle bound guy or the guy who plays hard to get. That is not lifetime experience.
No,
that is not a lifetime situation.
Everybody's requirements are going to be different. Everybody's requirements are different. It's going to depend on what phase of life you are in, what kind of life you want. You know, so my requirements are going to be very different, more than likely. There are going to be some that are kind of universal. You know, almost everybody wants somebody that's monogamous. Almost everybody wants somebody that's addiction-free. You know, so we're not even talking about those. Those are kind of universal for most people.
Right.
But what I'm looking for in a partner, and that's going to make me happy and that I'm happy with, might be very different than what you're looking for and would be happy with in a partner. So we really have to understand for us, what are those essential things? And then we can talk about how you use that to actually stay happy in a relationship, because it kind of goes hand in hand.
And, you know, this is a really good transition point. And I will say, you know, like I told you, the majority of our listeners listen to the podcast after. But if you happen to be listening live and you have a question for Lorianne Davis, certified relationship specialist and coach about relationships, feel free to call in at 888-627-6008. Again, that number to call in is 888-627-6008. So Lorianne, let's make the transition a little bit to you're in a relationship. You got, whether it is the right one, semi-right, or really right, you know, no matter where you are, you know, what now, when things are going kind of awry, but you feel like it's still worth it? I assume you work with a lot of people who want to find that spark again, or people who have lost it, or they really think there's something there and they want to pursue it. Tell us a little bit about how you move forward with those scenarios.
Yeah, and if you happen to live in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, in March, I'm doing a couples retreat. For couples and for singles, singles who want to learn about relationships and couples who want to improve their relationships. So, yeah. So, you know, we can kind of transition a little bit from what we were talking about. When you understand those things, so if I'm working with a couple, I actually give them the same exercise about what are your relationship requirements. Because it's important to look at that even when you're in a relationship and to understand what are those core things. Those are the things that are sort of that foundation of your relationship. So when you have you're going through maybe a tough period, or, you know, just some of that spark is gone, or, you know, you wake up one day and you look at your partner and you go, really? I don't know if I like you today. You know, I mean, it happens. Even in the best relationships, you know, you have moments or days. And so that's when it's important to really bring your focus back to, why do I love this person? Why am I in a relationship? Why or is this person a good choice for me? So going back to those requirements and going, oh, yeah, we still do, right? All those things that were important, we still have. So maybe the fact that I'm a little bit miffed with you because we don't agree on something. We didn't vote for the same president. We didn't, you know, I don't like a decision you made. Or, you know, you've forgotten to take out the trash for the umpteenth time and I'm annoyed with you. Whatever it is that's going on, you know, or maybe I look at you and the butterflies are gone. We're going to go back to, but we still have that foundation. And so that kind of helps you to refocus and retrain where your thoughts are going. So one of the things you can do to keep your relationship wonderful or to improve it if it needs to be, really is to look at what you think all day. Our thoughts are so powerful. And I don't think we give them credit for that. So I tell couples all the time, make a list of all the things that you really like about your partner. And now, that's what I want you to read every single day, like numerous times a day if you need. So instead of focusing on the fact that maybe they forgot to take the trash out, or they did something small that you didn't like, or they have an opinion that's different than yours, let's spend more time focusing on what you love about them, what you like about them. why your relationship is good. If you do that for a period of time, it really changes how you feel about the person and how you see them and what you start noticing in the relationship.
Because it reminds you of the reasons that you were together in the first place, or what's so great about them. The small things don't matter as much. It's the big things.
Yeah, we have a choice every single minute of the day on what we're going to focus on, whether it's relationship-oriented or just life in general. You have choices about, you can't always choose the thoughts that pop into your head, but you can choose which ones you let stay there. I always tell my clients, it's expensive real estate up there. You know, be careful about what you let stay and what you ponder over and over, you know, and what you let start building on. So if it's negative and if it's not helping your relationship and you allow that to take over, it's, your relationship's going to suffer. But you really frequently, not always, sometimes the relationship really just isn't okay and you can't do that and the relationship maybe needs to end. But we're talking about people that still have a good foundation. Focusing on those positives changes the way you feel about the other person. And then I'd like you to take it one step further and start telling them what you like about them. That whole acknowledgement and appreciation draws them closer to you and you closer to them. And that's a step that we forget about after we've been together for a while. We really do, if we're not careful about it.
Because you bring more of that into your life when you put it out there and you tell people you appreciate that, they want to do more of it because they know you appreciate it. It's like a circular kind of thing.
It is, yes. And so if you're not getting the attention you want or you're not getting what you want out of your relationship, and that is the whole, a lot of the premise of the book I wrote is, let me show you, even if it's just you, how to make your relationship better just from what you do. So when you start showing up as the best partner you can be, you know, maybe not right away, but before too long, your partner notices, and all of a sudden, they feel closer to you, and they want to start doing more for you, and that's the perfect opportunity, instead of telling them everything they're doing wrong and nagging them about it, right? Just start giving them suggestions of what you would like, but do it from a place of them feeling loved and filled and wanting to give back to you. So sometimes when relationships aren't going well, it really only takes one person to turn it around by being the best partner they can be, so that the other person feels so loved that they want to do those things back for you. So they go, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. You know.
Right. And you know, oh, sorry, were you finishing your thought?
Yeah, I just said it takes intention.
Takes intention. Well, that's for sure. And you know, another term I hear a lot of, and I'll just throw this out to you, and I'm curious of how you've responded to this. So many couples who've been together for whatever period of time will say, we've grown apart. They're going in one direction, I'm going in another. They're blah, 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 and I might be wrong here, but part of me can't help but say, if you're growing apart and you like to do this and you like to do that, you know, I truly believe that partnerships should do things on their own. I'm going to have different legs than my partner is going to have. I'm going to want to do things differently. And if he doesn't like to do what I do, then as long as he enjoys me telling him about it and my growth in it and what's happening, of course, we're not going to be all the same. You know, he might love this more than I do, but if I choose to be open-minded and listen to it and encourage him, then that's okay. But this whole growing apart thing, sometimes I wonder, is that us just, oh, forgive me, but being lazy? Or is it, I don't know. I hear people say that all the time. What are your thoughts on we've just grown apart?
Yeah, it's they haven't put the relationship and made it a priority. So they have grown apart, but they've grown apart because the relationship, they didn't put the time and the intention into it that they needed to. You know, there's a saying that says, if you're not doing things to build your relationship, it's breaking down. We can't just have this great relationship and say, okay, we're there. It's just going to carry on and, you know, and stay that way. It's not. You really have to do things to keep the relationship strong. And we grow and change through time. So you're not the same person after 5 years, 10 years, 25 years that you were. Matter of fact, I just wrote a blog for, it's a website, I guess, reached out to me, and they deal with people after retirement age or who are approaching retirement age. They asked me to write a blog about keeping marriages alive after retirement. And I actually, they just published it the other day. And in that, I talked about, you might be different. So instead of saying we've grown apart, we need to separate, why don't you find out who the person is all over again? So be curious about each other. Start dating each other again. Find out who they are. Maybe have some new interests that, keep the ones you have, but figure out what you could be interested in together. So it's constantly learning about each other. It's spending time together. It's doing things. That's what keeps people together. So the growing apart, I think, is something that naturally happens if you don't do something to stop it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So always, because we do have different interests and change in life, keep being curious about each other and keep connecting, making a conscious effort to connect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I hear that right? You also talk about dating traps, but there's probably also dating traps and relationship traps. Do you want to talk about, just for a few minutes left before we get into what's going on with you and your business? Tell us about some of the traps that happen.
So I'll pick ones that could be both. So one is kind of that whole marketing trap where you feel like, when I lose 10 pounds or when I get that new job, or so it's something about yourself that you feel like when something different happens, then I'll be ready to date and attract somebody, or then I can start working on my relationship. When I lose these 10 pounds, my sex life is going to get better with my partner, right? So, that's a trap to fall into. You don't want to wait for something else to happen. You're good enough as you are. Somebody's going to love you just the way you are. It doesn't mean if you want to improve in some area of your life, go for it. Work on those improvements. But you can still date and find somebody just the way you are. You can still work on your relationship and be happy just the way you are. Ladies, I'll give you a hint. If you're feeling sexy and you the guy really isn't going to notice those few extra pounds, your partner. I mean, he's just not. If you're putting the attention into your relationship and you're feeling sexy and you're connecting with your partner, all those imperfections that you see in the mirror, he doesn't notice. He's not going to see. He's just not. So don't wait until something's perfect in order to get out there. Get out there and do things.
Or even when you're in a relationship and you don't feel like you look, in whatever that means to you, face, body, hair, whatever,
right,
the same, it is the, I know that for a fact. I can say to ladies, that is absolutely true. The way you feel about yourself and the way, what's truly coming from within, it's how you feel about yourself, that comes out. And I always thought that was BS. I can tell you for absolute fact, it is not BS. How you really feel about yourself.
No.
It isn't. It just isn't. Yeah. I've lived that. I know it's true.
Yeah. And I ask men all the time. I'm always doing market research, right? I run these big, in Charlotte, I run a meetup group of singles. And, we'll have 30-plus people, men, women. And, I'm always checking these things out. It's like, let's talk about this. So, yeah, it's not just me. So I'm trying to think some that might get into both. So let's talk a little bit about the need to fix something for somebody else, to rescue somebody else. Mm. This is never good in a relationship, right? So
right,
we don't
right.
want to pick a partner that we feel like we have to, they're perfect, and when I can just fix this about them or improve, or you just make that change or improvement, right? We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that in somebody we're dating. We also want to see that in our partner. It's not our job to fix somebody or to tell them what they need to fix. True love really is about loving that person for who they are. It doesn't mean you have to think they're perfect in everything that they do. I'm not perfect. I don't expect my partner to be perfect. I do expect us to both try to be good to each other in the relationship, But, you know, neither one should really be looking at trying to fix the other or expect the other to make a change in order for them to be okay. The greatest gift I think you can give another person is to love them for who they are, flaws and all, you know? So make sure you pick somebody that you're okay with their flaws, you know? And remember that you're wanting them to love you, flaws and all, too.
You know, that's really good advice, because sometimes we have to take a step back and think, you know, about what we're doing. And that's really, really great advice. Well, in our last couple of minutes, I'd love to hear, you know, what you would like to tell our listeners about what's going on with you and what you offer. So tell us a little bit about your book or whatever, you know, websites or information you want to give out about what's going on with your coaching or relationship programs that you're doing.
Sure. Thank you. Yes. So my book is on my website, and it's called Unmasking Secrets to Unstoppable Relationships, How to Find, Keep, and Renew Love and Passion in Your Life. And it is a very easy read. It is designed to be as if we were sitting down having coffee, and I was giving you little tidbits about how to have amazing relationships. So hopefully that can be a blessing to some people. There's exercises in there, things to do, lots of good practical advice, helping you understand the differences between men and women, which is, by the way, one of my specialties. So my free program for the entire year, if you go on my website or if you find me on Facebook, which you can do through my website, all my blogs this year, all of my little social media posts, my dating tips on Tuesday, little video I do, are all about understanding the differences between men and women so that we can create better relationships. So I would love for people to join me on Facebook, sign up for my website for my free newsletter so that you can learn lots of information through that. I do group coaching. I do individual coaching. I teach classes periodically that you can call into. So I have all kinds of things going on in lots of different ways, as well as this Radical Dating TV series that will be coming out this spring. So I would just love for people to go onto my website, see what there is, contact me if you have any questions, if you want to set up a time to just chat with me for a little bit, to see if maybe I can help you in some way. I would love to help you have the amazing relationship that you deserve.
Wonderful. And that's LoriAnnDavis.com, correct?
Yes, LoriAnnDavis.com. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't meet a lot of people that have the exact same name as I do. So that's pretty cool. And I was very impressed with your website, and you're doing wonderful work. And those of you out there, check Lorianne out at LorianneDavis.com and check out her book as well. So Lorianne, thank you so much for being on the Happiness Hangout. We've gotten a lot of really good information today, and everybody check out her site and see what's going on. Excited about that TV show. So you said it's coming out this spring, right?
It's coming out this spring. It's in production right now. We finished filming and it's in production. So it's going to be helping people to break through barriers to finding lasting love.
Oh, wow. That's great, great stuff. So we're looking forward to that. So Lorianne, thank you again for being on the Happiness Hangout.
Thank you so much. It was fun. I loved it.
Great. Very welcome. The Happiness Hangout would like to take a minute to thank their sponsors, AirServe of Mentor and AirServe of Strongsville, Residential and Commercial Heating and Cooling Company in Cleveland, Ohio area, veteran-owned businesses providing the best warranties and guarantees and best financing in the business. Go to www.airserve.com. That's AIRESERV.com. Humanity Thriving Out Loud. Make sure you check out The Magic Happens magazine at www.themagichappensnow.com. This is Lori Peters, your host of the Happiness Hangout. If you want to find all my articles and all my information on happiness and well-being and relationships, you can find everything at my digital business card, loripeters.123look.com. Again, www.loripeters.123look.com. Thanks, everybody. See you in 2 weeks. Bye from the Happiness Hangout.
Hi, this is your host, Lori. Want to get more happiness? Check out all the free readings, activities, and my blog at my website. Want to learn how to deal with life's challenges from your positive core? check out Empowering Yourself to Happiness class, done totally online. You can find it all at www.happinesshangout.net. www.happinesshangout.net. Come explore and feel better wherever you are. This is Lori Peters with the Happiness Hangout. I provide presentations on happiness and well-being to businesses, schools, and anyone involved in wellness and professional days. Check out tons of free resources and activities also at my website, www.happinesshangout.net. Feel better wherever you are. Help us grow the Happiness Hangout Show. Become a sponsor. Businesses and nonprofits, get your info out there to thousands of my listeners all over the world for just pennies. Individuals can also sponsor one or more shows, and you get a shout out to your favorite charity. Several packages available. Come see what you get and put out there what's important to you. Go to www.happinesshangout.net. www.happinesshangout.net for more information.